What's going on, everybody? Thank you so much for joining me today for episode number 41 of the Car 5 podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. For today's episode, we're going to be talking about the brand new Flying Spur from Bentley. So as usual, everyone, let's go ahead and just dive right into things. So this brand new Flying Spur is very exciting. There's actually there's some funny information about it. So let's get right into things. The current Flying Spur from Bentley does offer you a 6-liter W12 engine that is twin turbocharged. Now it's going to give you 616 horsepower with 590 foot-pounds of torque. You have a top speed of 199 miles an hour, and your 0 to 60 time is, for this car, kind of impressively achieved in 4.3 seconds. Now, of course, the car is extremely fast, but remember, this is not a performance car. It's literally like a miniature land yacht, if you will. It's so big, it's so heavy. So it needs that big engine, and it needs all that power to get the car going. It's very smooth, and it's very comfortable. Now, the upcoming Flying Spur that we're talking about right now, a little bit of a change. Instead of the W12 being standard, the W12 that we know and love is now an upgraded option. So the standard base engine for the Flying Spur is actually the same engine that's in the brand new Continental GT. So it's going to be a 4-liter V8 that's going to give you 542 horsepower and 568 foot-pounds of torque. Like I just said, that 6-liter twin turbocharged W12 will be an upgraded option, which actually is a little bit faster than before. 626 horsepower compared to 616. Now, I can imagine, honestly, the majority of Flying Spurs that are going to be driven around that people buy and ordered will use the W12 because that's just what everyone knows and loves, honestly. I mean, myself, if I were to order a Flying Spur, and this is a car I absolutely love, I would get it with the W12. I mean, that W12 mixed with the Flying Spur's all-wheel drive system, I mean, how can you not? It's kind of like yin and yang almost. But anyway, so that's the engine. So the W12 will now be upgraded. The V8 is actually standard. Now, the suspension of the new Flying Spur is computer controlled, which is going to allow the Flying Spur to have maximum absorption and softness for the road. This is also going to be assisted via an 8-speed automatic transmission, which again will utilize the all-wheel drive system of the car so you can have maximum comfortability, smoothest ride, and smoothness gear changes. Now, there's some hype going on with this new Flying Spur. Here's why. We all know and love Rolls-Royce. We know they have the Spirit of Ecstasy on their cars, which if you're not sure is that beautiful angel-like looking hood ornament that sits on the front of the hood. And when the Rolls-Royce turns itself off, it hides underneath. And then when the driver turns the Rolls-Royce back on, whoop, pops right back up. It's a world-known trademark of Rolls-Royce. You see that, you know exactly what car it is. Well, Bentley kind of took a little jab at Rolls-Royce and has done the same exact thing with their new Flying Spur. They took their iconic flying bee emblem, which is a bee literally with wings on it, and it now does the same exact thing. It will emerge down and emerge back up from the hood. I don't know if that's like a copyright infringement or a trademark or something, but anyway, they've done that with their new Flying Spur, so now Bentley's getting real serious on their competition with Rolls-Royce. Of course, the car will be 100% customizable, interior, exterior. Bentley will make this car a literally physical representation of your soul. Anything you want, they'll make it for you. Which leads me on to some of the interior changes of the car. They're now implementing something I don't think has ever been done in the car world. They're calling it 3D styled leather, which is literally a 3D printed leather type option in the car. Now, to read a direct quote from Bentley, this 3D leather is in a diamond or quilt type pattern, and they're saying their new 3D style leather will give an unparalleled touring experience for the driver and passengers alike. I think it's absolutely amazing. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before. It's something pretty new, pretty innovative. So this new Flying Spur from Bentley is pretty serious for the competition, which really makes you think, do I want a Maybach? Do I want a Flying Spur? Do I want a Rolls Royce? There's so many options. I don't know which one to buy. But I think me, honestly, if I were to get into this, I would probably go with the Maybach or the Bentley. But hey, that's just me. If you were to get one of these luxury cars, let me know which one you would get. Just let me know. Comment, DM me on social media, whatever you guys prefer. Send me an email, info@car5podcast.com. But ladies and gentlemen, that concludes episode number 41 of the Bentley Flying Spur. Don't forget to follow on Instagram, like on Facebook. Remember, when you subscribe to YouTube, we're getting closer to the end of the month. You have a chance to enter to win free authentic brand merchandise. All you have to do is subscribe to the YouTube channel. Don't forget to tune in May 31st for episode number 42. We're going to be talking about the brand new concept from Mercedes-Benz, the GLB. Of course, remember, if you guys ever need anything, just let me know. Shoot me an email, info@car5podcast.com. Thank you so much for tuning in, everyone. Please remember to drive safe. Have a fantastic evening. Thank you.